buses in the Cape Breton Regional Municipality are set to get a funding boost that will help push them into the future. Cape Breton's two Liberal members of parliament joined CBRM Mayor Cecil Clark, councillors, transit workers, and the public at the municipality's Sydney Transit Depot to discuss a major federal announcement. The announcement was made by Sydney Victoria MP Jaime Batiste.
Through the CPTF baseline funding stream, the federal government will be providing an allocation of $800,000 annually over the next 10 years. This is a total of $8 million to support the growth, rehabilitation, and replacement of CBRM's transit systems.
Batiste discussed the government's approach to transit.
We're taking a new, modern approach to long-term transit funding, one that strengthens planning and partnership. Our government is focused on building a brighter future for Canadians, and we continue to advance on the priorities that will create more prosperous, more resilient, and more affordable communities. And reliable public transit is essential to making communities accessible, affordable, and connected. Many people rely on public transit for their day-to-day activities to get where they need to go. So we need to make sure that we invest in the transit to ensure affordability, convenience, and smart growth.
He says so far the federal government has invested over $30 billion in transit initiatives across the country. Cape Breton Council MP Mike Kellaway was also at the announcement and spoke more about the federal government's plans for transit.
Our government is working towards building a better future for all Canadians, taking strong climate action and rebuilding an economy that works for everyone. And as we look to build a better future for all Canadians, we'll continue to make strategic investments in public transportation that are critical to developing resilient communities where residents can thrive. Today, we're supporting an important project that will build on a more connected future for residents of the CBRM.
The investment will be rolled out over a 10-year period starting next year and will be used to modernize the CBRM transit fleet by aiming to manufacture vehicles that will reduce greenhouse gas emissions and mitigate the impacts of climate change. Following the announcement, CBRM Chief Engineer and Director of Strategic Partnerships Wayne McDonald spoke to the media and said they're looking at other funding options, and the federal funding will free up more money to maintain and repair the fleet.
As costs go up and price of new and electric and hybrids and all the other opportunities, the budgets are going to be rising. We're talking to other levels of government as well to ensure we have partnerships for the entirety of the 10 years. Certainly with rejuvenation of the fleet and continuing to keep newer and more efficient and effective buses on a day-to-day basis reduces your operating costs due to repairs, replacements of parts, all those type of things. And we're spending considerable money on operational repairs to existing budgets as the fleet ages.
CBRM Mayor Cecil Clark says the funding from the federal government will be used for capital investments and shared his thoughts on the announcement.
Period. And what's unique about this is it changes up our ability to have stability in organizing for fleet replacement and actually service implementation. So this is a great thing today for us to have this announcement. It allows us to work more assuredly with the province of Nova Scotia. We're working on bus pass programs for people on income assistance and supports, seniors, as well as with our students. So this is just another great day for us to move forward and grow our transit service into one that's reliable, consistent, and can grow with the needs of the community.
He says it will also allow the CBRM to add more small buses to the Accessibus bus system, which will replace Handytrans. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.